You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Boss in Bear Hay starts planning revenge on a Target coworker, Hernan Oliva, for stealing his lunch. Bear Hay buys a hammer and two knives as he ends his shift, spends the next day training, then waits for Leva to arrive at work. Bear Hay attacks as Leva gets out of his car, bludgeoning and stabbing the man to death over allegedly stealing his lunch.
Nancy, Bear Hay ran from the scene of the attack, but later returned to the parking lot and turned himself in to Virginia police. Leva, a native of El Salvador and father of two, was pronounced dead on the scene. Bear Hay immediately confessed to the murder and sat in prison for over 2 years before entering a guilty plea. At his sentencing hearing, Bear Hay threatened to hurt or kill more people if he was not given the maximum punishment.
Bazin Bear Hay, 25, admits to the attack and pleads guilty to murder, now sentenced to 70 years behind bars. Celia Barrett, completely naked and drunk, holds employees at a Florida gas station at Peeler Point. Not Knife Point, Peeler Point, as in potato peeler. With no clear motive, she threatens employees with the potato peeler. The store's manager tries to intervene, and Barrett yells obscenities and threatens to kill him. In her stupor, she topples a drink display before heading outside where cops are, of course, waiting. Barrett, 35, now charged with public intoxication and indecency, criminal mischief, and two counts of ag assault with peeler. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Indiana judge has now granted the state's request to have a death sentence against a man accused of shooting and killing an Indianapolis police officer in 2020 dropped due to the man's mental illness. Elias Dorsey, who stands accused of killing Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Officer Breanne Leith as she was responding to a domestic violence incident, is the target of a move to dismiss filed by the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. The office stated that the prosecutors examined Dorsey's psychological assessments from two different physicians appointed by the court before filing the motion. According to authorities, 24-year-old Leith was shot twice in the head through the door of an Indianapolis apartment while she and three other officers were responding to a domestic abuse report involving Dorsey. Dorsey is accused of murder, four counts of attempted murder, battery resulting in bodily injury, and criminal confinement. The trial is scheduled to begin February 12th. Jury selection is already underway. Now to the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C., where after a string of seemingly random stabbings and pedestrians hit by cars, police have now taken a woman into custody. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The attacks happened over the course of almost 2 hours while Prince George's County Police looked for the perpetrator. During a news conference, Deputy Police Chief James McCreary said that six people had been hurt, including two stabbing victims who were hospitalized in severe condition. A security video of the suspect was made public by officials who identified her as a person of interest in the series of assaults. Later in the day, investigators announced on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the woman had been arrested. McCreary indicated that further investigation will continue into any potential connection between the suspect and the victims in the case. An initial complaint about a person hit by a car came into police headquarters during the evening hours. According to McCreary, they discovered a woman who had been hit by a vehicle while walking on the sidewalk. The woman had only minor injuries. Some 10 minutes or so later, officers received a second report, this time from a location less than 2 miles away. In this instance, the driver had hit an adult and a 15-year-old, exited the vehicle, then stabbed the teenager. At the time of the press conference, McCreary said the teen remained in critical condition in an area hospital. A few miles away from that incident, McCreary continued, two more pedestrians were struck and hurt just a short while later. Both victims in this incident sustained non-life-threatening injuries. It was only an hour later that police say another stabbing several miles away at a gas station left a man in critical condition.
Chief McCreary said that the crime spree evolved rapidly and that in 2 decades of working for the department, he'd never witnessed anything quite like it since joining the force.
Thanks, John. Aaliyah Freeman moves to Wilmington, Delaware, about 2 hours away from her family in West Orange, New Jersey. Aaliyah declines a visit from her sister, and Stacia Freeman thinks nothing of it as Aaliyah enjoys alone time. 2 weeks later, Stacia is surprised when Aaliyah doesn't come to her niece's birthday party. She doesn't call or even send a message. 2 months later, Stacia gets a call from Aaliyah's apartment. The person tells Stacia they can't find Aaliyah and she hasn't paid her rent. Stacia immediately goes to her sister's apartment and finds Aaliyah's wallet emptied on the floor, the rest of her belongings undisturbed. On Aaliyah's 31st birthday, her family reports her missing. Her family reports it's extremely out of character for Aaliyah to leave without telling anyone or taking care of her bills. Aaliyah Freeman now missing 3 months. If you have info on Aaliyah Freeman, please contact Wilmington, Delaware PD 302-654-5151. Repeat, 302-654-5151. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.